Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation of John, and actually the Revelation of Jesus Christ, but we'll continue this study. I think we're in the fourth chapter and about verse 8. Let's look at it. Six wings. Six wings. We're talking about the four creatures, the living creatures, and six wings. For chapter 4 and verse 8, this recalls Isaiah's vision of heaven. Isaiah 6 and the six wing creatures he saw around God's throne. Ezekiel called the four living creatures in his vision cherubim. This is the plural Hebrew form, the singular being cherub. And as you can see, a cherub is nothing like the chubby little winged infants, which decorate much of Renaissance art. These creatures do not merely symbolize the four classes of living creatures, but are also the all-seeing guardian protectors of all living creatures. The four creatures also summarize the phrases, the praises of all living things before God. Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. The first line of their song is that of the seraphim in Isaiah 6 and verse 3. The second line is drawn from the prologue to Revelation. The four creatures are in an inner circle around the throne. In chapter 4 and verse 10, an inner circle around the throne and represent all living creatures. The 24 elders are in an outer circle that specifically represents the people of God and the saints, actually. The four seraphim lead the worship of God's people. In the preface to the Eucharistic prayer for Epiphany are these words: now, with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, we sing in the unending hymn of your praise, holy, 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 Lord God of power and might. They place their crowns in front of the throne. This is a sign of their submission to God. The Anglican hymnist, Reginald Heber, 1783 to 1826, incorporated many of these images in a hymn poem which contains this verse: holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. And 4:11, Lord and God. Domitian, the Roman emperor at the time of John's writing, gave himself the title Dominus, Dominus et Deus Noster, which means our Lord and God. John takes the title and applies it where it truly belongs. This is one of the many canticles or biblical songs not in the Psalms, which make Revelation such a musical book. God is worthy of all praise of all creation, because it was by his free choice that he made all things. And while most of us have probably not witnessed a king holding court, we can find meaning in the idea that God is constantly mindful of all living things, and especially those whom he has called to be his people. He created them. He has acted to redeem them from humanity's sin, and he sustains them with his Holy Spirit. God is aware of all that goes on in the world, and he, all your creatures praise you, and all your faithful servants bless you, confessing before the rulers of this world the great name of your only Son, from the preface of a saint. Scroll and the Lamb. I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break the seals?" But no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to examine it. I shed many tears because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and to examine it. One of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed, enabling him to open the scroll with its seven seals." Then I saw standing in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures and the elders a lamb that seemed to have been slain. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These are the seven spirits of God sent out into the whole world. He came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. When he took it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each of the elders held a harp and a gold bowl and gold bowls filled with incense, which are prayers of the holy ones. They sang a new hymn. Notice here, they sang a new song. "Worthy are you to receive the scroll, to break and open the seals, for you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those from every tribe and tongue, people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they will reign on earth." I looked again and heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and glory, wisdom, strength, honor, blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the heaven and under earth and in the sea, everything in the universe, I heard him cry out to the one who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be blessing, honor, glory, and might forever and ever. The four living creatures answered, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. Now, in chapter 5 and verse 1, a scroll. Books in ancient times were most frequently long rolls of paper or parchment made from animal hide. And this passage, along with Jeremiah 36, 2 and 3, take a scroll and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, Judah, and all the nations from the day I first spoke to you in the days of Josiah until today. Perhaps when the house of Judah hears all the evil I have in mind to do to them, they will turn back each from his evil way, so that I may forgive their wickedness and their sin. Compare this with Ezekiel 2, chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10. It was then I saw a hand stretched out to me in which was written scroll, which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing front and back, and written on it was lamentation and wailing and woe. The scroll John sees contains a description of human destiny, both regarding what humankind must endure in its history as a consequence of sin, and how God plans to redeem it, and what he's already done. Writing on both sides, the significance of this being written on both sides is simply that this scroll is linked with that one in Ezekiel. It was not unusual in ancient times for a scroll to be written on both sides to keep a lengthy message from requiring a long scroll and to conserve the paper. Sealed with seven seals, such a roll was closed up by being tied with threads, each of which was sealed with wax. In Roman law, a will was to be sealed with seven seals, each seal stamped with the signet of one of its seven witnesses. The will could not be put into effect until the seven seals were broken. Recalling that John is supposed to be in some kind of a trance-like state as he views all of this in Isaiah 29, for you, the revelation of all of this has become like the words of a sealed scroll. When it is handed to one who can read with the request, read this, he replies, I cannot. It is sealed. Also in Daniel, the prophet was told that to seal it up, seal the vision, and as it pertains to the future, 8 verse 26, especially Daniel 12:4, as for you, Daniel, keep secret the message and seal the book until the end time. Many shall fall away and evil shall increase. Therefore, we have in this scroll in Revelation the declaration of the future of human, of the end of all things, sealed up until a time when evil will be growing in the world, a time such as that of John when the emperor also is persecuting the people of God. We see the same basic thing happening today Christians are being persecuted all over the world now. They're being persecuted daily. Chapter 5 and verse 2, who was it worthy to open the seals? Not merely to reveal what's inside, but it's to set in motion the events that's described. It's not just for anyone to do this. Chapter 5, verse 4, I shed many tears. John cries, not because his curiosity goes unfulfilled regarding the contents of the scroll. To the contrary, he knows that the scroll contains God's plan for concluding and redeeming sinful human history, a history which for John has lost its meaning and can only be saved if it's brought to an end by Christ in victory. He weeps because until someone can be found who can open the seal, the process whereby God will bring final salvation is still on hold in John's community. God's people go on suffering. Now, in chapter 5 and verse 5, we'll take this up tomorrow, but we're out of time right now. Chapter 5 and verse 5. So let's take this up on the morrow. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And all of these, a lot of these are already uploaded, and you can go through them again if you like. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.